CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
KEGB, this is KI-90.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Tony? I thought you were on 6-1. I responded to you on 6-1 and just switched over to this one.
Yeah, I moved over here because there's a couple of stations that pinged an ATRS that they were here. I thought I'd like join, but you're not really here, apparently.
Okay, Tony, just heard you out there. I want to say good morning to you. You traveling to work there? You got a lot of road to cover?
I doubled with you.
You on the way to work here?
Yeah, I'm only 2 hours late. Are you off today?
Yeah, I'm off today. There might be I might need to go in this afternoon to help out with something, but for the moment I'm at home.
Yeah, I got a little bit of trouble getting to do up at this wastewater treatment plant, and then I'll be heading back. Still got a busy day. I've got things to pick up that were kind of dropped last week because of the amount of time I spent uptown, Middletown, Kalkaska, Manistee, and then we've got plenty to do. We've got a celebration going on Valentine's Day. Got a special service plan, dinner, and all that stuff. So I got plenty of keeping busy.
Well, sounds like a busy schedule there for sure for you. Just mobile safely out there and stay safe at work. At least it's going to be a little bit warmer. Hopefully the roads are decent up there for you.
Absolute skies and sunshine. So cold though, 20 degrees up there. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. I'm jumping off at exit 39, and oh look, the phone's ringing. KAGGB.
Okay, Tony, have a good day there. Talk to you later, and a good weekend there coming up. KAGGB, this is KI-90-73.
KAGGB, you're my mobile.
Just about to head out the door here, Tom, but I'll say good morning to you there real quick, KI-90.
KAGGB Mobile.
MI3 Network.
Morning, Tom. Well, I heard Tom. Is there someone else in there, too?
No, just me. How are you doing today, Tony?
All things considered, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, if it's working until 10, I had a couple of reserves come up, so I figured I'd take them. But I'm done with the action. We're doing the cars through the car wash.
Yeah, your car might not even freeze up.
Well, we're supposed to have above freezing temperatures for the highs the next few days. We got the insulation company coming out on the 17th and it'll be in the 50s, so that's a good thing.
Oh, so you're getting insulation for your house?
Yeah, I don't know if I told you the story behind it or not, but yeah, I'm getting insulation for the house.
It's funny how many houses are built in this area around here that had no insulation. You know, we got one family in our church that they live in a brick house, and it's got, you know, they've got plaster walls, you know, plaster and wire and the whole works, but in between the brick and the studs and the plaster, there's air, no insulation.
I found out by accident, literally. I lost my footing in the bedroom and I fell against the wall and I busted out the drywall. So when I pulled out the pieces, found out that there was no insulation there and the house was built in 51. So they came out and the addition was put on, I don't know what year, but anyway, they came out and gave an estimate for three different areas of the house. Front part of the house, the original part, the back part of the house, and attic. That part of the house will also have insulation. And the attic is about a R26. So it would be nice if it was up to like R38, I think they said. But anyway, if we were to get all three done, it would be $7,000. But we're going to focus on the most important thing, and that's the front part of the house not having any insulation at all. And that would be just under $3,000, and we'll go from there.
Well, other than the fact that it'll certainly pay off in comfort, I would have to believe that it probably will pay off in reduced utility bills. Might take a couple of years, but it'll pay back in savings.
Yep, we're just not sure how much it'll pay back, but we'll get a return on our investment for sure. Just don't know how much of a return immediately.
Well, I gotta make a brief pit stop at the house and then make my way over to the office here. But stay warm and dry out there and get that car washed. We'll catch up with you later on, KAUTB.
All righty, Tony. You have a wonderful day. KAUTB, KAUTB9UMI. It'll be a busy weekend. I'm going to be picking up some material today to work on the hallway, so I'm going to get that done, actually. Have a good one, 73-89-UMI.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
KI9E, KI9E, this is KI9NG.
MI3 Network.
KI9NG.
CMN Network.
KDX is mobile.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club is sponsoring their Cabin Fever Ham Fest, February 28th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, located at the LaPorte County Fairgrounds, 2581 Indiana Road, State Road 2, LaPorte, Indiana. Talk-in is on 146-610 and 146-970. PL is 131.8. Thank you for the use of this repeater. This is N9UUI.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network,